Today on Real Radio.
But what I have found, maybe you have too, is why does this world, when I say the world, the word in Greek is cosmos, the world system of a godless community, why is it so bent on hating? If you take a stand for something that the world doesn't approve of, guess what? You are going to be attacked. You will be attacked. We have been raised up in this way of being able to tolerate everything. Now, we must tolerate this and tolerate that. And first of all, according to the true English definition of the word tolerate, I agree. I do not agree with the modern day definition, the revisionist definition of tolerate. I believe in the English word tolerance. And that is that you can hold a different belief system than what I espouse to. But because we live in a civil society, I will agree and you will agree that each of us have the right to own to those own beliefs.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, a feeling give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues leading us through the Gospel of John. We've been studying one of the I Am sections of John's narrative, chapter 15. And in the last 10 verses of this chapter, Jesus gives his followers a heads up on what the world will think of them. He says, in fact, that we will be hated because the world first hated him, one of the sad realities of believing in the Messiah. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs in a study called Why the World Loves to Hate.
Very uncomfortable topic this morning. No, we're not talking about divorce. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about homosexuality or whatever is the eyebrow-raising topic of the day. We are going to talk about something that, quite frankly, in this part of the world, we never think about. Rarely ever do we think about it. Persecution. Jesus, just moments before he gets to the garden, he's going to be praying, and soon he will be arrested, he will be beaten. He, in fact, will be persecuted for who and what he is. You say, well, Jack, I already know the story. I saw the programs. Yeah, but you know what? Jesus said what lot he had in this life by virtue of who he was and what he taught. So as he goes, so goes the way of the follower of Christ. Are you aware of that? You say, well, yeah, I'm aware of it. Well, quite frankly, we may not be aware of it. Now, first of all, regarding persecution, there are people in this church, I know them, who go home from this place today to a household that will mock them, make fun of them, knock the Bible out of their hands, and all day long chide them for having come to church today. Now, I don't know if that's you or not, but I tell you something. Husbands make fun of wives who have come to church today. Wives will mock their husband when he walks into the door today. We've got parents mocking their teenagers for coming to church. They're not sleeping around with their school friends anymore. They're not experimenting with drugs. They found Jesus, and it's upset the parents. Can you believe that? Is it not true that we're living in a day and an age when Isaiah warned us that in the last days, men would call good evil and evil good? But what I have found, maybe you have too, is why does this world, when I say the world, the word in Greek is cosmos, the world system of a godless community, why is it so bent on hating? If you take a stand for something that the world doesn't approve of, guess what? You are going to be attacked. You will be attacked. We have been raised up in this way of being able to tolerate everything. Now, we must tolerate this and tolerate that. And first of all, according to the true English definition of the word tolerate, I agree. I do not agree with the modern day definition, the revisionist definition of tolerate. I believe in the English word tolerance. And that is that you can hold a different belief system than what I espouse to. But because we live in a civil society, I will agree and you will agree that each of us have the right to own to those own beliefs. That it's wrong for me to hurt you or to attack you. I can argue why I think you're wrong, and you can argue why you think I'm wrong. That is a civil society. That's a good thing. But the moment I say to you, you cannot hold that view because it's opposite to what I hold, that is not the word tolerance. But we are being sold a bill of goods that you and I live in a community, a world that is loving. It is not true. Jesus said, as the days got older or waxed on, that love would grow cold, that men and women would be not only against one another, but would be against God. We're living in that day and age. Jesus, knowing this 2,000 years ago, speaks to his little flock of 11 guys. Judas is now gone. And he tells them something that you and I do well if we listen to. John chapter 15, beginning at verse 18, I'll read through and we'll come back and look at it together. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they would keep your words also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else had done, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened, that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, when he comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Verse 27 first, before we dive into verse 18. When Jesus says, you've been with me from the beginning, when he says here that you are going to be witnesses, the word in the Greek witness is very key to the text that we're studying. Witness, the Greek word is martys. It means to be a martyr. You probably identified that word quickly. Martyr. You will be, because you know me, Jesus says, you will be one who goes out into the world and you're going to be a martyr. You say, you know, Gertrude, did we sign up for this? Are you sure? Yeah, that's exactly what he says, but hear me out. Jesus also says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be. That's not a Floridian shall be. It is you will be martyrs, witnesses for me in Judea, Samaria, and even out to the uttermost parts of the earth. Say, now listen. Jack, you're scaring me, man. I came in here, I brought my friend, and you're going to be talking about martyr? That's exactly what we're talking about today, martyr. But listen, it might be different than what you think. It is true that in the world today, at least according to 1999 statistics, that the world of 1999 saw documented over 325,000 Christians killed for their faith around the world. Did you know that? You say, no. Of course you don't know that, because we live in the West. Truly. Are you aware that Sudan, right now at this hour, the Sudanese Christians die by the thousands every year, and it's getting worse at the hands of their Muslim tormentors. Did you know that? I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, you can find out about this. Did you know that in Africa and in India, persecution is greatly rising? Did you know that in the islands of Southeast Asia, the Christians are being absolutely slain for their faith in Christ? It's a big deal right now down in Dutch Indonesia and other places, and there have been requests to America and to the UN to stop this crime against humanity, but nobody's doing anything? You want to know why nobody's doing anything? Because they're only killing Christians. That's why. The world doesn't want us around. Pretty soon they're going to have their request, you know? So, Jack, what are you saying? Are you going to go and kill yourself? No. I'm waiting for the rapture to happen. Man, if the rapture takes place, then the world will be rid of us. Some guy sitting here today, thank God, I can't wait for that to come. Buddy, you'll have your prayer answered. God will call his people home, and you can have the earth and all that comes with it. Read the fine print, please. Listen, this earth is not our home. We've been redeemed. We're going to go to heaven. God has put and stamped on our hearts eternity, and that's what we've been programmed for. He's given us a new life, and part of that starts with a new thinking and a new heart. So as we look to this, look with me at verse 18 when the scripture says here, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. I find that comforting. Jesus, thank you for telling me this. I like to be warned in advance. Honestly, I do. Now, granted, my human side worries about things when I'm told in advance stuff. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like the doctor says, you know, Monday we're going to do surgery. Man, I wish you wouldn't have told me. I wish I could have just showed up for a thermometer and you put me out. That's the blessedness of being ignorant sometimes. But regarding most things, I want to know in advance. I want to know how good Jesus is to us when he says, listen, because you know me, the world's going to hate you. Because you know me, the world is going to come against you. The world will seek to destroy you. And again, in our Western world, we don't often see that. Aren't you glad that you live in America, where persecution has not yet raised its ugly head? But know this, I believe from church history, Satan does not want persecution to arise. Do you want to know why? Every time historically when persecution has come into the Christian world, the church gets super strong, it gets super big, very effective, and when persecution comes, all the quote riffraff leaves the church. Spiritual riffraff. Well, we're just here because it's a moral environment to raise our kids. Riffraff. Well, we're just here because we like what Christians talk about. Riffraff. Well, we're here because we don't fit in with any other group of people and we really like the Christian ethic. That's riffraff. That's trash. If you're not here for one reason and one reason only, and that is that you understand that you need Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're missing it. You're missing the whole story. But now that we've named the name of Christ, we are called Christian, which are you aware of the historical meaning of the word Christian? Christians were first called Christians in Antioch. By who? Their persecutors. Did you know that? The term Christian is a derogatory word. Did you know that? It's a slam. But it was so attractive that the persecuted Christians in Antioch said, wait a minute, we kind of like that slam that you're placing on us. You're calling us little Jesuses? Little Christ-like ones? We'll take it. And they took it to the gallows. They took it to the sword. So when you say, oh, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. What a funny thing that is. Even our very title, I'm a Christian. It's a derogatory term, but not when your heart's filled with love for God. It's like, you know what? Bring it on. I'm a Christian. When I name that name, also what is invited into the scope of our relationship is persecution. Have you been persecuted for being a Christian? Has your family come against you? Your neighbors, your wife, your husband, your children, your parents? Jesus says, you know what? You're in my club. It's a good thing. Now, I know full well, especially in light of last service, we will not hear too many amens today. You're going to be very quiet, and you're going to leave the church rather subdued. But listen, the greatest call for a believer is to live this life for Christ and or to die in this life for Christ. You say, man, this is not a positive confession message. Well, yeah, it is. It's the best. You want to know why? Because if I live this life for Christ, I will have lived it for Christ. What a rewarding life to have lived. And then I go to heaven. What a deal. If I die for Jesus today, hallelujah, I don't have to live 35 more years being a witness and worrying about it. I don't have to wake up tomorrow. I get to go to heaven and be in eternity for the rest of my days, which is a very long time. Eternally. Here's the deal. If we live for Christ, we gain. If we die for Christ, we gain. The Christian is absolutely in a win-win situation. And by the way, the man who invented that term is a Christian himself. That's what gave him that thought. Zig Ziglar said, you know what? The Christian lives, he goes to heaven. The Christian dies, he goes to heaven. The Christian is in a win-win situation. And the world said, we like that term. But without Christ in the world, what shall it profit a man if he gains the entire world and loses his own soul? If the world hates you, Jesus said, and the word in Greek is not if it might happen. No, the word in Greek is if and it is so. If and it's true. All those who are Christians will be hated by the world. See, now, wait a minute. I thought God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is true. The word is cosmos in Greek. It has three different meanings. Worldliness of the world, the world in his creation, and for God so loved the world, meaning all of its humanity. What is the word that it applies here in the context? The evilness of the world system, the cosmos system, the world that is anti-Christ. What is anti-Christ? What I heard yesterday, or what I read yesterday in the paper, heard about it in the paper, I should say, yesterday's news locally said that there was, and this is a tragic story, tragic, but there was a girl who was a Wiccan witch, and she committed suicide. And the investigation has led to the recording or the documentation of Christians at her school saying, listen, you don't need to go the way that you're going. God loves you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He loves you. So now the parents are suing the Christians who told their daughter that God loved her. Because according to their definition, that's evil and that drove her over the edge. Do we not live in that world? This does not apply, but how stupid is this world? Two guys get a lawnmower from Sears and Roebuck Company. They buy it from Sears. One neighbor buys it, but they got a hedge in between their two yards. They start the lawnmower up. One guy holds the lawnmower on the other side of the hedge. And the other guy who bought it is holding the lawnmower on the other side of the hedge. They start it up and they hold it as they're trimming their hedge. Instead of buying clippers, they bought a lawnmower to do everything. So guess what happened? One guy fell what is those things that dig in the ground and they ruin your yard? A gopher hole. One guy fell in the gopher hole, the lawnmower fell down, cut the guy's fingers off. He's suing Sears because the lawnmower was not labeled, you shouldn't do a hedge with this. And rumor has it, this guy's going to win his case. This is a nutty world. Calling evil good and good evil, they're going to come after Christians. Why? Because Christians are related to Jesus Christ, that's why. Why should we kill Jesus? They never asked that question. They just picked up stones to kill him, didn't they? Imagine those guys. They had all of their religious clothes on. Remember, they had their robes. They had their hats on. They're scribes and Pharisees. The religious leaders of Israel. They're like sitting around. Look at them. All the people are going to him and not to us. Look at him. He just raised that guy from the dead. I've had enough of this. Now look at him. He's cleansing that guy's leprosy. Oh, I tell you, this makes me sick. And there he is over there healing that guy. Now he can walk. We've got to do something about this. So they picked up stones, the Bible says, to kill him. Jesus says, hey, ho, ho, ho. Why are you killing me? For all the good works I'm doing? No, that was yesterday. Today we're killing you because you have declared yourself to be God by what you're doing and saying. We can't take it. If a Christian says, I believe in Jesus, I believe that he died and he rose again from the dead, don't you, in any other normal thinking person, you would say, wow, what a heavy message. That's awesome. Why did he die, pray tell? No, the world says, don't mention his name. We don't want to hear about him. Isn't that a funny reaction? Why? Because he raises people from the dead? He gives people a brand new start in life? The world is so hypocritical. The world has no problem with putting a Christmas tree up and having a little manger on their coffee table. They don't even know who's in the manger. Well, they don't want to know who's in there. We are related to Jesus, and so Jesus tells us in verse 18, it's true that the world hates you, but know this, it hated me before it hated you. Thank you, Jesus, for telling me this. I wanted to know that, because now when somebody comes and attacks me, I now can rejoice that I'm associated with the King of the universe. Amen. Remember when the disciples, they were preaching in Jesus' name and in cahoots with the religious authorities of Israel and the Roman Empire, they said, we command you never to speak in his name again. Isn't that great? It's always his name. They're always in trouble. Christians are always in trouble because of his name. Don't speak in his name. And the disciples, they said, let's think about this. Okay, we thought about it. It's better to obey God rather than men. They preached in his name. They beat them up. And they went down the street rejoicing as they probably limped along. It says they were rejoicing that they were found worthy to be beaten for his name. Isn't this foreign to us? Or maybe it's not so foreign. Tomorrow morning when you get to work, what kind of Christian are you? What kind of Christian are we? We're going to show up and somebody's going to, hey man, you ought to hear this dirty joke I heard this weekend. Oh man, sit down. It's great. What are you going to do? You going to sit down? Boy, yeah, he's my boss. Oh, you'd rather please the boss and offend the creator of the universe? No, my friend, a Christian, the Holy Spirit inside will not let you take that. So what are you suggesting, that we rise up and revolt? No, there's a way to love these people. And remember where you and I came from. We used to tell the dirty jokes. Remember that. The only difference between them and us is that we got saved and they haven't yet, we hope. So when somebody says, hey, listen to this joke. Say, you know what? First of all, I don't have time to listen to the joke. Second of all, I kind of know you by now. And I kind of think I know where this joke's going. You know what? And maybe it's the first time in your life. Tell them. The reason why I'm not going to listen to your joke is I'm a Christian. Can you do that? Will you do that? You say, Jack, you don't know what you're saying, man. If I say I'm a Christian, they're going to make fun of me. The title of this message is persecution. Jesus says, every one of those who know me will be persecuted. Man, you guys, don't read this message wrong. Don't think that when you leave her today, man, Jack just really beat me up today. Man, No. Listen, I'm telling you with love, and I'm also telling you I know what it's like to be persecuted. You know what? I'd like you to hang out with me for a day, especially if I have to go do something publicly. If I go, I may say, see you at Home Depot, but you'll say, hi, Pastor Jack.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, addressing one of the hard issues every true believer must face, persecution. We'll continue with this presentation called Why the World Loves to Hate on our next edition of Real Radio. In just a moment, we'll tell you how to get in touch, but first, a word on an upcoming event here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills.
All of us need to be equipped to reach out to those struggling in this sexual generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, and I'd like to personally invite you to join us this coming May 5th through the 7th for an all-weekend event that we're hosting here entitled Redeeming the Sexual Generation with special guest speaker Cy Rogers. We will kick it off on Friday night with a free event for high school and college-age students, and Cy's special topic will be Keeping Clean in a Dirty World. Saturday is an all-day conference for anyone wanting to be equipped to reach those that are struggling with sexual addiction. The cost of this one-day conference on Saturday is only $20. And then finally, I'd like to invite you to our Sunday services, where Cy Rogers will be ending this powerful weekend with hopes of redeeming this sexual generation.
Special music by the Parachute Band and The Cry. For more information or to register, call Calvary Chapel Chino Hills at 909-393-7100 or go online at calvaryCCH.org. Redeeming the Sexual Generation. You don't want to miss this important event.
Looking forward to that. Well, to find out more, you can get in touch with us here at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. Our number, area code 909-393-7100. Again, 909-393-7100. And remember, more details can be found on our website at www.realradioactive.org and then link over to Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.